so we're covering that.
I think we leave it as is, and that way we don't get into an issue with the wings and wheels when somebody wants to do rides or something from another airport.
No, that's not aircraft rental. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So no, don't say anything about tie-down spaces, being in a hangar, office space. We're all clear on that. And I'm guessing you probably don't want to specify any number of hours a week that the airplane should be available for rent here?
Absolutely.
Just leave.
Let her go.
Leave that.
Whatever man wants to work here, whoever wants to have to pay him, whatever.
Okay.
It's a private enterprise.
Okay. So the only standard we have is one 2-seat airplane that's certified. Okay.
Certified and airworthy.
Okay, that one's done. Moving along. We already did the flight training operator. We have those standards that are there. The next one is aircraft sales. And just take a second and read through the definition of what that is. I mean, it's, you know, being an aircraft dealer, being a broker, putting a for sale sign, you know, as a business versus trying to sell your airplane, you know, trying to sell somebody else's airplane.
And that would fall under commercial activities.
If you're doing that as a business versus, you know, trying to sell your airplane and putting a sign out on it. If you're offering your services as an aircraft salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the same kind of questions. You know, should there be a required amount of ramp space that they should occupy?
Office space and all that, yeah.
I'll tell you, I've been going through a lot of different minimum standards. I haven't come across that in any of them. Do you know of any airports right now that have minimum standards written for aircraft sales operators?
Have we had that problem? Aircraft salesmen?
I think that's usually falling in the FBO area as well.
Well, in some places, but yeah, like Martin State, you know, there's a dealer up there.
Yeah.
The only one that I know of in the region.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally don't see it as an issue.
I don't
really. Yes, ma'am.
Just that the person who is selling the plane has a pilot's license?
No. There's no need for that. No. Some of the biggest brokers in the United States are not pilots.
I just didn't want anybody demonstrating something like me jumping in there and taking off.
Is this something that the FAA recommends that you have a minimum standard for?
They don't recommend you have it for anything, or require it. They just recommend that you don't unjustly discriminate against anybody.
So and three cars a year, at least, how many cars you got to sell a year to even be considered a dealer? So I don't know what I did with that report.
Easton apparently has a section on aircraft sales.
Yeah, where I go
still.
Somebody
I say it so.
Sell an
and we had to see what the C-130s were for sale here for a while.
Okay, so.
They left one by one.
With the exception of the ones that couldn't fly out.
Part by part.
Yeah. No, some of them did fly out.
They did?
Yeah, it was, some did.
It was all Lockheed Martin's dealings.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them actually wound up in Pakistan.
Really?
There's no harm in having it.
Yeah, Easton has.
We have no standard here.
Well, the standard is going to be insurance, you know, which there may be no insurance requirement either. But you know, unless anybody can think of something that you're willing to say, you know, if you're selling airplanes, unless you're doing such and such, you know, you're not serving the public or. You know,
this is going to be a live and living document.
Yes.
And this is something we're going to review at least annually.